This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9, Friday morning show with Leo, my last show of 2015. And what a better way to end with Human Nature. Of course, Andrew, Michael, Phil and Toby, signed to Sony Music in 1995, released 10 studio albums, over 2 million units sold in Australia alone, a Las Vegas residency since 2009, celebrating 25 years together as a group this year. On the line from Sin City is Toby from Human Nature. How are you going?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm not too bad at all. Now, you're in Vegas at the moment, and I see that you've just wrapped up the Motown shows, but you're now in Motown Christmas mode. Is that right?
That's right. We actually switched a couple of weeks ago to our holiday show, which is called Christmas Motown and More. So we basically change up our whole show and perform pretty much all of our Christmas record, and we've got a special guest in, and it's a lot of fun.
You guys have been in Las Vegas since like 2009, and it's going so well for you guys, and I hear that there's going to be some changes next year. Can you give us a bit of a hint of what's happening next year?
Yeah, well, we haven't signed any deal yet, so I can't give out too much information, but we will still be in Vegas. But yeah, we are working on a new show for next year, because like you said, we've been here for almost 7 years now, so we're going to change it up a little bit. But yeah, I think it should make next year an exciting year, and then as soon as we know anything, we're going to shout it to the world.
Fantastic. Now, you guys are doing shows this week in Pennsylvania and Connecticut in the States as well. With the Christmas show and touring around the States, how have you found the fans in the US with Human Nature?
Look, it's been really great. We actually, we've been over to the East Coast a few times now, and so each time we come back, there's more and more people that, come along to the shows and just love what we do. And so we get lots of people coming up to us after the show and saying that, they'd been before and they've brought more friends with them this time. So slowly the word is growing, and it's always fun to do a little bit of touring around the state, because we do spend most of the year in Vegas, but it's great to sort of get out of Vegas every now and again and spread the word.
Now, you guys were last in the Joy Studios with me last year with the Jukebox album was released last year, some classic songs from the 50s and 60s. Now, you toured the country earlier this year, April and May. I was at the show at the Palms at Crown. What a great show that was. Loved it.
Yeah, thank you. We had a whole lot of fun with that. The way that album was received across the country was incredible. And, we were obviously very proud of it. But it was exciting to come back and do the shows. And they were all sold out. And, people seemed to have a great time. So, it sort of really gave us a nice reminder of performing back home. Because, we don't get to do it that often. But when we do get to come down and do shows and when the crowd's that excited, it's really, really satisfying for us, because, we do miss home, but it's fun to come back and get in front of an Aussie crowd.
I got the tour program and I realised just how much you guys have actually done, because going through the program, you're celebrating 25 years in the industry this year, and you've done so much over that time as well. Do you have a favourite moment or a favourite period of your career this far?
Oh, that's it's tough to pick out single moments. I mean, one amazing moment was obviously when we got to sing the Australian anthem at the opening of the Sydney Olympics. That sort of event just doesn't come around, that regularly. So it was a real honour to be able to do that. And I don't know when the next Olympics will be in Australia, but I don't even know if we'll be around for it. But so to be sort of chosen to help represent the country now for that opening ceremony was just, so much fun, so exciting.
Because you guys have been performing together for so long and you're always performing live, but doing a live performance in front of billions of people, how do you get into the mindset of that performance?
Try not to think of how big it is.
Yeah.
And just try and relax and enjoy it, because, like I said, being such a unique moment, you really want to be able to take it in and savour it and, make sure that you can remember it afterwards and remember enjoying it, not just freaking ourselves out too much about it. I mean, it was nerve-wracking, but, you know, we've done big performances before. But we just had to sort of, yeah, just sort of chill out and just make sure that we could make sure we could enjoy it.
My special guest this morning on the phone from Las Vegas is Toby from Human Nature. Let's check out their new duet with Ms. Delta Goodrum. She features on the new reissue of the new album. This is Delta and Human Nature together, Let It Snow.
So the weather outside is bright blue.
Let it snow. 24.9 Friday morning show with Leo. That was Delta Goodrum and Human Nature together for the first time, Let It Snow, taken from the new album from Human Nature. With the reissue, it's the deluxe edition of the Christmas album. And you guys first released this, Toby, back in 2013. And, of course, the album features Sleigh Ride with Jessica Marboy. Smokey Robinson is on the album as well, Please Come Home for Christmas. You guys have done Christmas songs before, but they have a whole album of your sound and your the Human Nature style was just fantastic.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, we often joke that that album was 25 years in the making because we literally some of the first things we ever did together as a group was go into the city of Sydney and, you know, busk doing Christmas carols. So it was music that we have always been really close to, but it sort of, we kept on thinking, you know, it was weird how we hadn't done a Christmas album prior to now, but I guess, you know, these things, you know, work out well time-wise because we, I think after doing all of our time with Motown, we were able to actually bring a lot of that sort of Motown and soul essence into the versions of our Christmas songs. So I think the album has really benefited from that. So probably glad we didn't do one earlier. But, you know, it's something that, you know, we're so proud of. And, you know, we've, you know, I know personally, for me, I'm not one to normally play my own music at home. But come holiday time, you know, I actually find myself reaching for our album because I just love the versions of the songs on there. And my kids love hearing Daddy sing as well. So it's certainly one that I enjoy putting on at Christmas.
Now, Toby, the deluxe edition features four new songs, including the duet with Delta Goodrum. Now, this is the first time you guys ever sung together, and you guys recorded it in LA, is that right?
I know. Yeah, we managed to sort of align our schedules and get into the studio together in LA. But it's that's another strange thing. You know, we've looked up to Delta for years, and, you know, we've been label mates with her for a long time, you know, both signed to Sony Music. So, you know, it probably worked out well because I think what she's been able to bring to Let It Snow is perfect. And, you know, she had a lot of fun with us doing it as well, and incredible voice. So, yeah, it's something we couldn't be more thrilled with how the track came out.
Now, the video, I watched the video on the weekend, and you guys looking quite sharp in the black suits. But there's the daggy Christmas jumpers, there's Phil playing his little pink guitar, there's Christmas trees, there's Delta in a gorgeous red frock. What a cat moment that was.
Well, we just wanted to have some fun with it, you know. And, you know, it's Christmas. Doing videos for Christmas songs is a unique experience, you know, because we actually did a whole lot of performance clips for some of the songs when we first released the album, and they actually have done incredibly well on, like, YouTube and Facebook and stuff. Like, one of our videos has had over, like, 11 million views for White Christmas. So we wanted to try and, yeah, bring a bit of that, you know, fun holiday spirit to it. And, yeah, I'm actually in a full knitted onesie, which was actually part of my wardrobe. Like, that wasn't styled for the video. I actually bought that one from home. So,
oh, dear.
it was fun. We were, like, throwing presents around with each other and, yeah, just trying to be a little lighthearted with it.
You mentioned Facebook before, social media, because on your socials, you guys are quite active with your fans on social media. And I love the By Request segments. You did one for Halloween.
Oh, cool.
Michael Jackson's Thriller, which, because you guys toured with Michael back in the 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, look, it's been fun doing those, and we've got to apologise to people that we haven't been more regular since then, but I guess getting ready for the Christmas show in Vegas and, you know, obviously with this album, the re-release of the album coming out, there's been a lot of stuff on, so we've actually been talking a lot about trying to get back in and get cracking with that by request again, because it's fun for us as well to sort of challenge ourselves with different songs, and yeah, we really want to try and make that a regular thing that we do.
Now, it's Christmas in a few weeks, and you're going to be in Vegas with your husband, Darren, and the two kids, Harvey and Roxanne. So what do you guys get up to on Christmas Day? Who cooks Christmas lunch, first of all?
Well, we're still working that out. I finish work on the 22nd, so I know that I normally make our family Christmas pudding. I sort of got handed that honour from my grandmother a few years back. So even though I won't be coming home to Australia, I'll probably do that. And Darren is a really great cook, so he'll probably do most of the other stuff. But we're thinking of inviting some friends of ours that are also going to be in Vegas at Christmas over, and probably just have like a big sort of dinner get-together. So I imagine everybody will bring something. But it should be nice. And my sister comes over shortly after Christmas to spend about 4 weeks.
Oh, fantastic.
So it'd be great to see her and her family as well. Yeah.
Because I see that Phil is going back, it's coming back to Australia, but you guys are staying in Vegas. So Andrew and Michael and yourself are going in Vegas, and Phil's staying home.
Yeah, and I think Andrew and Mike have some of their family coming across for Christmas as well. So we're sort of across the globe for this Christmas, but I'm sure Phil will enjoy the warm weather, but we'll be rugging up in cold Vegas.
Toby from Human Nature, thank you so much for joining me this morning on the show.
Thank you very much. I hope you have a happy Christmas.
From all of us here at Joy 94.9, wishing you guys a great Christmas, have a great time, great holiday season, and a great new year. And 2016, some changes for Human Nature, a new show perhaps is coming.
Yeah, absolutely. And as soon as we know any of that, we're going to shout it to the world. So hopefully you'll hear it there.
Well, I hope you're going to be down here to do some live shows next year. That'll be fantastic.
Yeah, look, we always try and plan some time to come back to Australia. We haven't locked anything in yet for next year, but definitely there'll be some touring plans on the books. So as soon as we know any more, we'll let everybody know. Just in a sleigh bells ringing, ding, 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 ding.
Christmas boys.
How you doing? This is Toby from Human Nature, and I want to wish all the listeners of Joy FM a very happy and safe Christmas and a safe new year.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.